at the base of the Teton Range that we call the Teton Normal Fault, and that fault is very unstable. It slips periodically, and when it slips, the mountains go up and the valley goes down. And that's been going on for several million years now, and it's the single paramount fundamental reason why the landscape is the way it is. It's a legacy of repetitive earthquakes, thousands of which have occurred over the last several million years, and there's no reason to think that thousands of which won't occur in the future. We should rename this park Grand Teton National Earthquake Park. The primary reason why this mountain range is here is because of past great earthquakes that have slowly and incrementally uplifted this mountain range. It's a story of earthquakes. It's a legacy of earthquakes.
Born of earthquakes and sculpted by ice, the Tetons owe their special character to these irresistible forces.
So I view glaciation as being the artistic touch. The range was uplifted through brute force by faulting and paleo earthquakes, but the softer artistic touch has been the touch of glaciation, which has scalloped out the mountains and created the spectacular scenery that we see today.
Our first stop, Teton Glacier Turnout, coming up on your left, illustrates this perfectly. You'll have a dramatic view of Grand Teton, which at 13,770 feet is the second highest peak in Wyoming. You'll also see Teton Glacier, a fairly recent arrival, with an uncertain lifespan. You're now driving through sagebrush flats, punctuated by discrete wooded hills. Coming up on your right is Timbered Island, a narrow glacial moraine covered with lodgepole pine. Naturalist Vance Carruth explains how an oasis of forest can exist amidst the sagebrush flats.
Everywhere that you look throughout the valley, and when you're at many of these turnouts, you'll notice there appear to be ridges with trees covering them. And those ridges are old deposits left by the glaciers when they occupied the valley as recently as 15,000 years ago. A glacier acts like a huge conveyor belt. It conducts materials out of the mountains and deposits them out on the valley floor. And it has rocks that are ground up to fine dust, all the way up to huge boulders that came right out of the Teton Range. And it deposited those. They have the minerals, they can hold the moisture, and therefore they support the forest that you see.
Timbered Island is a good place to watch for elk, especially in the evening, as they leave the protective cover of the forest for the open space of the sage flats. Here's Tom Segerstrom, wildlife biologist.
The main thing to realize is that they're an edge species. As you're driving along, see edges of the forest, where the forest meets the grassland, that's where you're going to see the elk. They can't eat the old dried up dead grass like the bison does. They have to eat something greener and more luscious. So what I do to find them is I let my eye run along the edges of the trees everywhere I go, and if I don't see anything along the edge, I go back and check out the greenest places near the edge of the trees. So use the pullouts. You can't see everything at 45 miles an hour.
Glacial moraines also helped form the lovely lakes you'll pass on your left, which are strung out like pearls along the base of the mountain. Geologist Keith Watts elaborates.
The glaciers coming out of the Tetons were all relatively small. So the canyons you see in the Tetons are relatively small, the lakes are relatively small. Jackson Lake is a big lake, and that's because a huge glacier came down off the Yellowstone Plateau. Yellowstone Plateau is like a big blister where there's these volcanoes, and so it makes for a lot of high country. And that high country produced a lot of ice during the last ice age. And that glacier pushed into the area of Jackson Lake following the Snake River drainage, and it gouged out a very deep lake basin. And you'll find that each of the lakes, Ginny Lake is the easiest one to see because you can drive right to it, is surrounded by a glacial moraine, and you'll see big boulders poking out of it, or along the shoreline you'll see these big boulders of granite and gneiss, the rocks that were carved out of the Tetons and carried down. So you don't even have to hike to the mountains to see what the mountains were made of, because the glaciers have carried it down for you.
Jenny Lake can be seen from our next stop, the South Jenny Lake area, coming up on your left. This is a center for family activities. Here, you'll find the Jenny Lake Visitor Center and a general store. There's also a ranger station with experienced staff to answer any questions about outdoor activities and safety in bear country, guides for mountaineering, and the trailhead for hiking to Cascade Canyon and Hidden Falls are also here.